Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to the sunny weather of Oslo outside the Telenor Arena and your unofficial Eurovision podcast. There are some countries who take Eurovision deadly seriously. It is a national planning committee to choose their act. They have performers who are drilled from birth for the 3 minutes on stage, and heaven forfend if they slip off that step during the semi-finals. There are other countries who've decided that the best thing they can do is take the rejuvenated corpse form of Billy Fury and reanimate him and call him John Lillygreen.
What is up with you, brother?
You don't know who Billy Fury is?
No, I don't. Who he?
Billy Fury used to be a rock and roll star in the 50s and 60s, and you look just like him.
Oh, well, thanks for that, but I was born in the 80s.
And Billy Fury died before the 80s, so never been in the same room together.
A slight reincarnation thing going on there, like, you never know.
There is a problem with that, though, because Billy Fury had 362 weeks in the charts, but never managed to get a number one. He only got to number two.
That's a sad, sad story.
But, you know, you've done music a lot in your life. Sitting there, I mean, would you say jobbing around the pubs of Wales, doing the music that way, making a living?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I make me bread and butter, just going around like the sort of usual dives in Newport and, you know, just playing away to people who couldn't give a bear's ass about what you're doing. So, you know, whatever. It's like, well, I'll still do me best. And then next thing I know, I'm doing Eurovision for Cyprus. So I guess it's sort of paid off.
I mean, how do you just go from jobbing musician to, oh, I'm singing for Cyprus at Eurovision to, what, 120 million odd people, 16,000 in the stadium? I mean, was it as abrupt as you make out there?
yeah, pretty much. Like, basically what happened, the drummer, the piano player, Sylvia and John, they own a small recording studio up in the Rhondda Valleys. They had this idea from a guy, Nassos, who was from Cyprus, and he had this, he said, oh, could you please produce this track? And they were like, okay. So they produced this track, and then they needed a singer. So they got in contact with me. So I sang on this track just for about 70 quid, I think, you know, because I know the guys, they're cool. Like,
basically, as the demo singer.
Yeah, you know, as a demo singer. So, like, just to finish off this very basic idea into a polished track, sent it back to Nassos, and he loved it. And then, you know, they got into contact with me then just before Christmas, saying, do you remember that song you sang on? And I'm like, yeah. They said, well, basically, the composer of the song, he wants you to come over to Cyprus and sing it in the finals. I was like, shut up. No, get off, man. And he's like, no, I'm being deadly serious. He's willing to sort of, you know, he's willing to fork out money out of his own pocket to fund us to go over there and, you know, do it as a group. I was like, okay, let's rock and roll. Well, actually, primarily, he wanted me to do it. And I was like, nah, stuff that. I can go into Cyprus on my own. You're off your head. So I said, come on, let's get a little group together and I'll do it. And we did. So here we are. Eurovision, I don't know how rock and roll you can be in Eurovision, which is a shame, but, you know, I'm really doing the best I can, to be honest. I mean, like, I'm going to as many parties as I can without getting told off. I'm saying, look after your voice, John, look after your voice. So I'm having to sort of put down the massive glass of champagne.
So where is the serious musical bone in your body? Because you're doing very well at hiding it so far.
Oh, the serious musical bone, I think it comes out in my own writing, in my own sort of compositions, you know what I mean? I know the song is deemed serious, you know, because it's about, you know, it's about love and loss and getting over a girl, you know, all that stuff, which is amazing. But for me, you know, this whole Eurovision thing, it's like I'm struggling to try and take it too seriously, because that's just not where we are. I mean, like, you know, I know this, like you said earlier, some people are born serious, you know, and I'm not born serious, man. I grew up in Newport. I've met some absolutely crazy individuals, and I know I've written my own material, so sometimes it requires a touch of seriousness, which is, you know, totally understandable. But other times it's just like when I'm playing live, I like to get on board with my good friend Scott Bowman, who's just by here, who plays harmonica and who's like a rock.
Hello.
So yeah, you know, when I'm back home, I mean, if the song needs to be serious, then yeah, I'll play it serious. But half the time, every dive I play, they give me free drinks, so, well, that's it then. You're just asking for trouble, really, aren't you? You know, it's just, okay, well, you are, John, what do you want to drink? I'll have a, I don't know, double Jack Daniels on the rocks. Nice one. Like four of them and a couple of Jaeger bombs. Woohoo! You're asking for reggae, ska, all sorts of crazy. Let's get up and jive, baby. Aha!
Favourite song to play out of your entire repertoire?
My favourite song to play, Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry.
Worst song to play that you get asked to in the pubs?
Wonderwall by Oasis.
Right. Okay, Scott, give us Wonderwall on the harmonica.
I don't think you can be dead on that. What have you got there? You got a D.
I got a D.
All right, well, just give him a taste.
A taste? A
yeah, just, taste? Give, just give him a little bluesy taste. got James booming on a harmonica. Dun, 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 dun. His name is Scott Bowman. He plays the moniker. He's a dirty rebel from the Blackwood Underground. He looks really dirty with his red jacket. Somebody give him a packet of cigarettes. Yeah.
So you're coming up to the semi-final now. Cyprus is a country that loves Eurovision. You've got a lot of the country's hopes riding on your shoulders. I mean, first of all, have you felt any sort of extra pressure or animosity because you're not Cypriot-born?
Yeah, there have been moments. I mean, sort of doing the Cypriot final was the first time I was, like, you know, kind of really on television. And, you know, it was aired to quite a few thousand people over Cyprus. And then, of course, it was up on YouTube. And, you know, you get like, a kind of few people who are just interested in, you know, why is this guy representing Cyprus? He hasn't got a Cypriot bone in his body. And, you know, a few people were commenting on YouTube, saying, you know, this guy isn't from Cyprus, he doesn't deserve to be there. You know, but again, I mean, some people don't understand that the performer can be, you know, pretty much from wherever. It's the songwriter that has to be from, you know, the particular country in question. So,
with it being the song contest.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. But, you know, of course, some foolios don't seem to understand that. And, of course, they decide to take it out on me because I'm not from Cyprus, in which case I just want to... Yeah.
So what about the semi-final tonight? I mean, semi-final two is acknowledged as the bigger final with the more hard-hitting songs. Do you think you have a chance?
Well, you know, I mean, again, there is that. But I think the more pressure that you put on yourself from taking too much notice of everything that's going around you, I mean, I think the more it affects a performance. You know what I'm saying? So my tactic is to really not give a monkey's hoot and just take it in my stride, make it as much fun as possible, because I'm, you know, this is a once in a lifetime thing for myself. You know what I mean? I've met some amazing people, and you know, I'm going to go out there and do my best. You know, I'm not going to be a jackass on stage. You know, I'm going to be myself, but at the same time, I'm going to deliver that song as well as I possibly can. You know, and you know, as far as like the sort of pressure things goes, I mean, I just can't let it affect me in the slightest. It can't, and it will not. It just doesn't. You know, so like I say.
And the chances are on Monday night someone's going to ask you to play Wonderwall in Swansea.
Oh, God, that has been done.
There must be somewhere a plan of, if this Eurovision goes really well, to kick yourself out of the pub and club circuit.
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, I think that's where I thrive the most in doing... That's what I love to do, you know? I mean, like, you know, sort of me and my mate Scotty, you know, I mean, we just do like a two-man act. Like, we just go around sort of playing, you know, like sort of ska and reggae and bluesy stuff, you know, and we really like to do it because we get our close friends together and it's all great. I mean, I wouldn't mind sort of attempting to get like a band together and, you know, tackling it all, but I want to do it like the Eurovision light, you know what I mean? I understand that doing this, some people might sort of look me up on the internet and, you know, have something to say, whether it be good or bad, you know, it really doesn't bother me. I mean, as long as I can go home at the end of this week, back to Newport, see all my mates, go and get absolutely rat-assed, you know, play some music with my boys in front of my people, and, you know, just have a good time, live a good, familiar atmosphere, then that is all I care about, man, you know, I mean, I'm not thriving for anything more, you know, I mean, it would be great to sort of, like I say, get a band together, go and do something really spectacular, like, but as long as it's with my friends, the people who I really care about, and who I care about their opinions, then, you know, anyone else can just, you know, go and boil an egg. So,
John Lilly Green there, I have to say, best attitude I've heard in a long time here.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Best kilt I've seen in a long time.
Thank you very much as well. This is your unofficial Eurovision podcast. We've had John Lilly Green from John Lilly Green and the Islanders there. Cyprus are playing tonight in the second semi-final. If we're very lucky, they'll be playing on Saturday in the grand final.
Thank you, guys. Peace, love, rock and roll. Folks, Cyprus. Ow!